97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you, you know him from Dancing with the Stars. You know him from In Plain Sight on USA. It's Christian De La Fuente. Christian, how you doing this morning, dude?
Good. How are you?
I am fantastic.
Your Spanish is great.
You said
my Latin with no accent at all.
I'm trying. I'm really trying. Growing up, I had a really big. I had a huge crush on the Spanish chick on MTV.
What was her name?
And of course, I can't remember her name.
Okay, so it was a huge crush.
It was. She was brunette and tan, and she was sexy as hell. Daisy Fuentes.
Oh, yes.
Me and Daisy go way back.
Oh, great.
Yeah, at least in my mind. So Christian, how are you? How was the holidays? What'd you do for the holidays?
Holidays were great. I went to Chile, where I'm from, and spent some time with my family. It's summer down there, so I was very happy to be a little warm for a while.
Absolutely. Have you ever spent anywhere where it's a white Christmas?
Never in my life.
Is that something you ever wanted? It sounds like that's not on your bucket list at all, is it?
No. Last year was something that we were talking with my wife, because it would be great for our daughter to spend a white Christmas, you know, and to go to a place where it's really cold and snow, try to go to New York and have Christmas the way, you know, you see it on TV. The way we see Christmas on TV and the way we live Christmas in Chile are completely different. So it'll be a great experience, especially for our daughter.
Absolutely. Now, how old is your daughter?
She's five.
She's five. Oh boy! So she's just, you know, she's just starting school and all that stuff, huh?
That's right.
Oh my goodness!
I have only 10 years or like 8 years to kind of plan it, because afterwards she's gonna do whatever she wants.
Dude, I'm gonna tell you what. You have about 2 years.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Because
I'll gotta do it next year.
And as she gets older, the headaches will get bigger for you and your wife.
Yep.
I'm not saying, but I'm saying. Again, we're talking to Christian De La Fuente. You know him from In Plain Sight on USA. Now, you have a book coming out, right?
Yeah, it just came out this week. It's everywhere in the States, and we wrote it, which is funny, because we wrote it with a friend in English, even though we speak Spanish, and then they did the translation to Spanish. So it's available in English and in Spanish. It's a book that talks about how we see Latinos in the States, and it's a guide. It's not the Bible, but it's a guide for all the Anglos and all the Americans to understand Latinos, to understand that we don't come from the same place, that we are not all hot, passionate, and illegal. That's the title of the book.
I'm sorry to laugh at that, but that's, I mean, okay. I understand where you're coming from. I'm a white guy. I don't know if you could tell that or not. But I'm born and raised a chubby white guy, and it's gotta be. I've never had to deal with that coming into a new country and being of a different culture, different nationality, and having to deal with that. And I would imagine that's not necessarily the easiest road to hoe, even if you are, you know, sexy male hotness that a lot of women think you are.
No, because the thing is, they go, oh, you go to the States and you're Latina, and everybody say, oh, you're unfaithful, you're a Latin lover. No, I'm not. No, yeah. And I remember when I went to the first meeting of Dancing with the Stars, they were like, oh, you're Latino, so you're a great dancer. No, I'm not. Oh, come on, you're Latino. Yep, I'm Latino, but there's so many countries. We don't come all from Latinolandia. There's different countries. And you know, and there's, I have a theory that is in the book, that the warmer the country, the better the dancer.
Okay.
So Cubans and Puerto Ricans and Brazilians are great dancers. In my country, it's very cold, so we have great wine, period.
Okay, so Christian De La Fuente, we got snow on the ground and we got wind chill below zero. Does that mean I'm a bad dancer?
Well, it's not what makes you famous. No, you can be a good dancer, but it's not what's going to take you to stardom, let's say.
Again, we're talking to...
So if you want a career that's going to make you really good at it, maybe dancing is not the best.
It's, yeah, no.
Although my theory changes when it doesn't apply to Latinos, because then you have Russians.
Right.
There is really, really cold, but maybe we'll have to get into that theory, because maybe it's because of the vodka. I have no idea.
But
my theory applies to Latinos.
Well, as a general rule, Christian, the more inebriated someone is, the better dancer they think they are. So that...
That's also good. That's why in every wedding or in every party, we all dance great.
Absolutely. It's Christian De La Fuente. What's the name of the book?
It's Hot, Passionate, and Illegal.
Hot, Passionate, and Illegal. Get it at all of your favorite book places in plain sight on USA. Since Dancing with the Stars, when you're out and about in social situations, do women randomly come up to you and ask you to dance?
Yes. Yes, every time I look at them and I say, I'm not a dancer. You know, I was in a dance show, but that doesn't mean I'm a dancer. And that doesn't mean I'm a good dancer. And they're like, oh, come on, you made it all the way to the finals. You're like, no, I'm good at choreographies because I have good memory. But it's not that I'm going to start improvising now and dancing and teaching you, because I have no idea. Whatever I was taught, I was able to dance it on a Monday, and it was forgotten on a Tuesday, because then I had to remember and learn another choreography.
Absolutely. There's only a limited amount of space in the human brain. So once you started to learn the new dance, the old dance went right out the window.
Yep, that's correct.
It's Christian De La Fuente in plain sight on USA. And before I let you go, it's something we do with all of you big time celebrities. The quick six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
Okay.
All right. If you weren't an actor and an author, what would you be doing for a living right now?
I will probably be a pilot.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Last song. What's a Spanish song with Carlos Bauta and Marta Sanchez?
If you're going on a road trip by car and you stop at the gas station, what snacks do you grab?
Red Bull to keep me awake.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Between the belly and the mouth.
Favorite toy as a child?
Sorry, what, sorry?
Favorite toy as a child?
Star Wars figures.
Favorite toy as an adult?
Star Wars figures.
Christian De La Fuente, in plain sight, and the new book is available everywhere. Christian, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it, man.
No, thank you, Big Papa. Have a good one, and
absolutely.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's Christian De La Fuente, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.